quickly and have it specific. So I'm going to open the floor up, and Linda, I'm going to ask you to go for it, and let's see what we can get done.
So, Jeannie, what I'd like to say is that I'm going to unmute them so they can ask their question, then I'm going to mute them after their question. The panelists can answer their questions, and we can move on and tell the next person, because their hands are coming furious. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first person I'm going to unmute is the last four digits 3038, followed by the last four digits 4394. If you could please accept the unmute, then we can move on to the next group.
Very good.
3038, you are unmuted. Ask your question.
Hi, how you doing? Great presentation. In the beginning, you went over pricing. What does the 2020 iPad Pro 20 start at?
The 2020 iPad Pro is available in 11-inch and 12.9-inch. I apologize, I don't remember the starting for the 11-inch. I think it might be $799, but don't hold me to that. Because I don't work with that model as often, and the 12.9-inch starts at $999. That is for 128-gigabyte iPad Pro in either screen size with Wi-Fi only. If you want to add Wi-Fi plus cellular or increase your storage to it goes 256, 512, and 1 terabyte, obviously you're adding, you know, cost there as you go.
The next
person that has been unmuted has the last four digits 4394, followed by Julius, who is also unmuted. 4394, you have the floor.
Hello, how you doing? My name is Kenya Thomas from Pennsylvania. My question is, I have an iPad with the keyboard, so I'm guessing it's the 7. And it doesn't do no more updates, so I'm guessing I would have to, the last iOS was 9. So I'm guessing I have to get a new one?
I would say it's probably older than the 7. If the last thing you can get is iOS 9, you're probably looking at like a really old, maybe iPad 4th generation or something. And yes, I do recommend, if it's possible for you to do so, I think you'd be much, much happier if you can get a new iPad with the prices of them. You know, for most people, it's reasonable. I don't know what your finances are, but I'm telling you, Black Friday, check Best Buy, Target, Walmart, even Apple, their Black Friday deals tend to be a little more modest, but they do have some. So yeah, it seems like you're about five iOS versions behind, and you're going to definitely be missing out on some of the greatest new features and even some of the security changes as well. So if you can do it, yes, I would recommend a new one.
Very good. And I just want to remind everybody that's in the audience right now that these questions can be asked of Matt and any other panelists, because all the panelists are still here, except for Anish. Thank you. Next is Julius.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your presentation. We very much appreciate your time. Yeah? How are you doing?
Good.
Good. My question is, I have an iPhone XR, and I have updated iOS 14, I think .1. But I'm still having edit field. My edit field, I'm still not able to navigate. Whenever I go, maybe let me give you a simple example. When I go to the phone edit, like the contact edit, and I swap right, it's stuck there. It doesn't move me. I'm not able to move from my from the edit field to any other field. I have been wondering. I called Apple helpline, and they were not able to help me. I don't know how I can get this fixed, please. Thank you.
I would absolutely love to troubleshoot that with you. Unfortunately, the amount of time that we've got right now is going to prevent me from doing what I need to do, because I really need to hear what you're experiencing and walk through that workflow with you. So what I would encourage you to do, because I do want to help you, every Tuesday and Thursday, my team and I offer free virtual help sessions. You join them just like you're joining this. Well, we don't use Zoom, we use WebEx, but it's, you know, the same thing, really. And you join us. It is completely free. You don't even have to register. You just go onto my website and you get the join link, which we usually post about a half hour before it starts every Tuesday and Thursday, and we will help you. I'm sure we can give them the information later, Jane.
Yes, you can.
Real quick, the web address is ttjtech.net, so that's Tango Juliet followed by TECH, like the word tech, .NET. I definitely want to help you out. I know it's going to take more time than correct. What I'm able to do right now.
Very good. And who's great. Next, Linda?
So I have sent the request to Brian Keene to unmute himself. So Brian, if you would accept the request. And I've also sent the request to the individual with the last four digits, 4920. If you could accept the request. Brian, you are unmuted.
Thank you. Yes, Matt, I was in the calendar app that you were describing there with the date or the time edit field. You gave an example of 9:30, but it came up with 0009, then 0093, whatever. Can you enter a military time like 15:30, you know, in that field?
I will be honest with you, I've never tried, but I believe you would, my guess, this is strictly a guess, okay, so I could be completely wrong, all right, don't beat me up if I'm wrong here. I would think you would have to have that set in your settings. You'd have to choose the 24-hour time or the military time instead of the 12-hour, because as long as it's got an AM and a PM button to say, like, you know, 15:30 p.m. is not correct. You know, the 15 automatically indicates that it's p.m. So my thinking is it's going to be based on your region settings, you know, which are under settings. And if you were to change that to military or 24-hour time, then I suspect you could do it. Now, again, I could be wrong. That's just a hypothesis here.
Great. Thank you, Matt. The next person that's unmuted, Jamie, yes. It has last four digits 4920. You have the floor, followed by Jimmy Bondolin.
Very good.
Thank you so much. This is Jay Patel. I have a question regarding the Apple Watch. And my question is, right now the Apple Watch is like a sixth generation, but if I get a Apple Watch generation 3, that old kind of watch will work with the new or latest iPhone 12 or above? That is my question.
The Apple Watch Series 3 will still work with the latest Watch OS, but I will say this. The Apple Watch Series 3 only has a 32-bit processor, whereas when you get to the Series 4, they went to a 64-bit processor. That is a huge, monumental difference. And so what concerns me with the Series 3 is I used to have a Series 2 before I upgraded to a Series 4. And I remember there were many tasks that it took so long for my watch to do what it was that I wanted it to do that I ended up often just picking up my iPhone out of my pocket because it was quicker. If you want to get the best experience on watchOS, you really do want at least a Series 4. You can sometimes find them, 4 and 5, you know, if you don't want to spend the money on the 6. Or now the Apple Watch SE is a lower cost option that does have the latest specifications. It does not have the fall detection. No, I'm sorry. It does not have the ECG feature. I don't remember if it has the fall detection. I'd have to look that one up. But, you know, it's basically the same watch otherwise.
Very good.
We have Jimmy Dillon next that's unmuted.
Jimmy, go ahead, honey.
Oh, yeah. What an amazing presentation. What I was really amazed at was that screen recognition when I heard about this, when I heard it described on the images. I want to know, how would I turn that on? That really sounds amazing.
Which device, before we mute that person, which device are you using, just to make sure?
I have an iPhone, yeah.
Okay, it's got to be at least an iPhone 10. If it's older than that, it's not going to work. It may even have to be a 10R, 10S in that lineup, but at least it can't be an 8 or a 7 or anything like that, because it's not going to be available. If you have it, if it is available, it's going to be under settings. It's going to be then accessibility, and then voiceover, and then you go to what's called voiceover recognition, and you can turn on image descriptions, text recognition, and screen recognition. All three of those recognitions are available, but again, you've got to make sure you have one of the later devices or it is not going to be available. Thank you.
Great. Jamie, the next person that's been unmuted has the last four digits, 2612.
Okay, that sounds like Ward Beyond.
Yes, hi. This is Ward Beyond. Two questions, one for Tony and one for a couple for Beth. Tony, on that back tap, does that work if your phone's in a case? And would you tap on the camera or on the glass, on the flashlight, or just anywhere on the back of the phone?
Anywhere on the back of the phone, Ward. Glad to hear your voice. And what was the first question? Sorry.
Does it work if the phone's in a case? Like I got it in an OtterBox.
Oh yes, it does. It does work if the phone is in a case. I always have my phone in a case, and it does work with the phone in a case. Yes.
Okay. Now my questions for Matt. Number one, do you keep your iPad in Manscaped all the time, or when you were talking about swiping with the calendars and everything, do you have it in Portrait?
I actually use my iPad in landscape almost full time, really, unless there's an app that actually needs to be used in portrait mode. I prefer to work in landscape. It gives me more screen real estate. It gives me a full-size keyboard. So if I'm typing on screen, I can actually use proper home row fingering, even on a touch screen, and I can do my typing right there. So yeah, I use my iPad in landscape basically all the time.
Okay. I use a keyboard more than I use the screen, just because my iPad is a I think it's a Pro. It's a big one with the big screen. I got it from the Commission for the Blind. That's what they gave me. But then I have a Magic Keyboard. So if you're writing those dates, and I'm glad you told us about that calendar because I was having problems with it too. Can you use the number pad on the number keys on the keyboard to write your dates and times in? Or do you have to use the number pad on the screen?
Actually, I believe that, well, I'll be honest with you, I've never tried it. I would imagine you can type those numbers on the keyboard. I would think that should be no problem if you use your Magic Keyboard. It should work, but I've never tried it firsthand to know.
And just to be sure, How do you go to landscape? It's in the settings, right?
Well, you just have to make sure your orientation is unlocked, which you can also do from the control center. Just make sure lock rotation is not turned on, and then you can literally just pick up the iPad and turn it on its, you know, its side, and it'll go into landscape.
Very good.
Okay.
This is Ellen. May I just ask a question to Rick Fox? Ellen?
I'm here.
Oh, hi. Is it okay for me to ask a question?
Of course it is.
Okay, thank you. Rick, now this is a very probably basic question. All right. Thank you very much for your presentation because I've spent a lot of time using JAWS and I benefited from the materials that you were describing and I learned more from what you presented today. So thank you. When you use the FS Reader, and you open that up and then you click on a book to read, does that download the book to your computer so it's permanently there? Or yes. Yes. So if you wanted to find that chapter again or that book again, where would you go to find it?
You go right back to the JAWS training page.
Okay.
And in that list of books?
Yes.
It'll be there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The list is already there, but if it's not installed, when you hit enter on the book, it will install it.
Okay.
You go back to the same list, and then when you hit enter on the book, it will open the book.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Rick. I enjoyed your session and everybody's session. Okay.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you.
No, I just want to say to see if any of the co-hosts want to ask a question, like Ellen, there is no raised hand feature. They will need to unmute and then speak. So So thank you for that, Ellen. So any co-host who wants to ask a question, just unmute yourself and then you'll be able to speak. And there are no raised hands, Jamie.
Okay, anybody else with a question?
Tony, okay. Santiago.
So, go ahead, Tony, go ahead, honey.
Real quick question from Matt about the Apple Watch. Something that's missing in Watch OS 7, unless I'm missing the setting. I used to, whenever I'm running any app, like for example, I'm in the workout app, at any time I could go up to the top right corner and hear the time. For some reason, Watch OS 7, that's not there anymore. Do you know how to get that?
You know, I've actually not really really looked at that. It's interesting because I don't have as much experience with the watch as the other devices. Oh. And okay. I don't really have an answer for you there. I apologize.
No problem. I will look it up. I was just curious.
Yeah.
I'm an Apple Watch user. I love it. It's incredible. I want to do a session just on that one day. So anyway,
it's a great device.
Sounds like a technology division guest slot, Tony. Maybe
yes,
February. There you go.
I would love it.
I know you would.
And so Matt, you
don't know an answer, Matt. My faith in God.
They didn't talk about it.
It's not quite an answer.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's the only reason I can do what I do. So don't let that affect you. But, you know, I'm a work in progress, too.
So I'm only teasing you.
If there's no other questions.
Hold line, menu bar, no meeting.
Hold on, we still have one question from Brian Mackey.
No, the host would hold up, no meeting. Audio now unmuted.
And you are unmuted. Sorry, Jamie.
Okay, this question might be more for Tony. What my trainer is suggesting that I look at into the a Fitbit.
Brian, you're breaking up. Tony, you have to put it on device logged onto the Zoom meeting.
Can you hear me now, better?
Yeah.
Okay, it might be where my mic was positioned. While my trainer has a gym is suggesting that I look into doing a Fitbit, which model should I be looking at? And I understand that I can connect it to my iPhone via the Fitbit app.
Oh, the Fitbit devices?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's been a while since I had one. The Fitbit devices are not accessible, but their app is very accessible, and I used it. That was what I initially used to get myself in good shape. You have a few. Don't get the least of the best, and you don't need the best of the best. You go for a middle-line model, you should be fine. You know, everybody's use case is different, Brian. Whatever your needs are and your lifestyle is, you look at the descriptions of all the Fitbit devices and pick the one that you think may be best for you.
Okay.
Brian, it's Janie. I have the Fitbit Zip for 4 years, the same one. It was cost me $40, and it's still working great.
Okay.
So, you might want to look into that. If cost is a situation, you might want to look into that. I don't know what it costs now, but I still have it for 4 years. I think Lori Falk had her hand raised. Maybe she needed to join in on this conversation.
But also, there are hands raised before her. Last four digits, 4920, is unmuted. And Brian Keene, I'm sending you a request. Unmute. You're up next.
4920 already went.
Oh, okay. Then Brian Keene is next.
Brian Keene already went. Hold on. Wait a minute. Lori Falk didn't go at all yet. So let's let Lori go. Because Brian had a turn and Julius had a turn, I think. That's okay. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure people that get a chance at least once. Lori, you have the floor, sweetie.
Come on, Lori. There she is. Is that her?
I don't know. It said Lori Falk, raised hand. Do you see that, Linda, or no? Linda.
Uh-oh.
Warden. I mean, All right, Brian, you can go because she just unmuted.
Oh, there she is.
Very good. Okay, honey, go ahead.
Just wanted to mention, along with the voice recognition, which is hardware required, the camera viewfinder and the magnifier viewfinder are now doing automatic object recognition with iOS 14.
And very people good. Recognition.
Right, that's with the LiDAR scanner if you have
yes.
the new 12
Pro
and Pro Max.
Pro or 12 Pro Max.
Right, cool. But the viewfinder within the camera and the magnifier are doing automatic object recognition, even in an iPhone 7, 6S.
And it does a pretty good job. Thanks for picking that up.
And also along those lines, if you have a HomeKit camera, like, at your front door or something, you will do person recognition also. You can identify the people, and then it'll actually tell you who's there.
That's cool. So sometimes you think that things don't work because you don't have the latest hardware, and all of a sudden you find a treasure that does work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. Brian Keene, if you're available, you can go now.
Thank you.
And then we'll have...
This is a question to either Matt or to Tony, since Tony gave the demo about the backpack. What is the earliest piece of hardware that the backpack will work on? Because I know that, like on my 6S Plus, it does not work, even though I have iOS 14.
I had the 8 Plus and it worked on that one. I don't know if it works on any before that.
Okay, I think we lost our host, so.
No, I'm here, okay. I was muted, yes. So I'm trying to unmute Peggy's iPhone, followed by 4920. Jerry, can you take over on the questions? I have to take care of something that just happened over here, Jerry, okay?
Jerry Neely, you're up.
And I'll try to be right back, okay?
All right.
I did send all the requests on mute. There's three raised hands.
Thank you. That's perfect, and that's about the right amount of time. Go ahead. You have the floor. Hello?
I did. This is Johanna Bakan. They had told me to unmute, so I'm not sure if it's me. Okay, my question, does the iPhone, what is it, the SE?
2020?
Yeah, 2020 SE. Is that considered, did you do that recognition? Isn't that a newer phone?
It should be fine, yes. I've not tested it personally, but it has the, one of the later processors. It ought to be able to do the voice
over.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Yeah.
And also the back tapping.
Oh, yeah, the back tapping.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, after Johanna, is there someone else that wants the floor?
Hello?
I think it's Peggy. I think I'm unmuted.
Peggy, you're next, honey. Peggy Kane, it's Janie, honey. How are you?
Hi, babe. I'm good. I have a question. If I have a choice between getting the SE20 and the 12 mini, I know the answer to this, but I guess I want to hear it. Am I better off getting the 12 mini?
If you're looking for the future, yes.
Yeah,
if you're looking
that's
to,
what I would
if
say,
if you're looking to save money, you can go with the SE and be fine.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I guess it should be worth noting, though, that the battery life on the 12 mini might not be as good, though, because there's not as much of a battery in there.
Which one?
12 mini.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yes,
it will be crazy. Significantly better than the SE2020, though.
I'm sorry, say it again?
The battery life on the Mini will be still significantly better than the iPhone SE2020. If that's a consideration for you, battery life.
Yeah,
that's a consideration.
Well, I'm using a 7S, so what can I say?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. You'll
be happy with whichever one you go with.
Personally, the last two numbers of 20 is unmuted.
4920, that's Julius, I think.
No, this is Jay.
Jay Patel. Go ahead, honey.
Okay, thank you. My question is, I have iPhone 7, and I was trying to delete some email at one shot. So I did edit.
You can't do it.
I'm in the list view of the email, and then I did edit, and then I select a couple of emails. And thereafter, I was getting the only trash button. I was not getting the delete button. So I put in the trash, and then I went to the trash, and then I have to delete the whole thing in the trash. So my question is, I was missing something, because this is a little more work to delete the email in one shot.
So if
I'm understanding your question correctly, which I may not be, but if I'm understanding it correctly, there's several factors here. Number one, delete and trash are generally going to be the same thing. The account type can influence this, like Google accounts by default will actually archive its messages, not delete them. But almost every email provider known in the universe will store them in the trash first and then let you empty the trash. Or you can set the trash to automatically delete after, let's say, 30 days or 7 days or something, so you don't have to go in there and delete them. But that's pretty much expected and standard behavior. The other thing, just to give you a little tidbit, you don't actually have to go into edit and select multiple messages and then hit trash. You can actually write in the main list of messages. You can swipe up or down on a message until you hear the word delete. Just one finger swipe up. When you hear delete, just double tap. It'll save you a few steps.
Right, but in that case, I have to go to every single, I'm not comfortable with up and down and then delete for a message number 1, then 7, and then 14, and then 19th. But it is easy to select the message number 1, 7, 19th, and then put press or delete one time.
Yeah, it's for sure. That's why there's multiple ways to do things. But you can also empty the trash, too. You know, once you go into the trash, there's an empty trash button, so you can do the whole thing at once you're in the trash.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do we have any more? We'll do one or two more, and that's about it. Unless there's no more hands.
There's a 3-7, too, I think, ending.
Do you want to send him a request? Okay, Julius.
He says he's unmuted.
Can you unmute?
It says, when I go to it, it says mute. So
How about Jerry Marino? He has a raised hand. Our old pal, Jerry Marino. So a lot of people are starting to leave because it's 4:15 and the next session starts at 5:30, I think, or is it 6:10?
6:10.
Hello, Jerry Marino. Do you have a question, honey?
You dropped off, Jerry.
Jerry, I'm still here. You're talking about another Jerry?
Yeah, the other Jerry.
Okay.
JM instead of JN. Well,
I just wanted to say I'm enjoying the convention.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, it was worth waiting for. Thanks, Jerry. I needed your stamp of approval. Now I can sleep tonight.
That's a 3-cent stamp. Don't worry about it.
Well, I want to conclude this. Uh-oh, there's one more. This will be the last raised hand. There's one more raised hand, and then we'll stop after this.
Is that the 3-7? That's an unmuted.
Hello?
All right, ask them.
I'm here, guys. Seemed like it went out or something.
Well, there's somebody that was one more raised hand, and we were trying to get that person to speak. Otherwise, we'll call it quits.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having Wi-Fi issues, so it blanked out on me for a little while.
I saw that. It said Tony left, and then you said Tony came back. Not too long.
Is that the 5? Who's the 5-3?
Are you unmuted? Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Tony leaves and comes back. He has commitment issues.
Yes. Oh, you go.
Okay, so is the 5-3 unmuted?
Yeah, I am. Hello, this is Anne Marie Harris.
Hi, honey.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you for so much great info. I have two questions, whoever can answer them. I currently have the iPhone SE, and I normally dictate my text messages, and it used to be I would say what I was going to say, and then Siri would read it back to me and ask if I was ready to send it. Now, a pop-up comes up, says, who do you want to call? I tell her, and then she doesn't automatically read it back. I figured out now that I have to touch the screen to get her to read it back, and then again have to tell her to send. Will it always be that many steps, or could that possibly get easy like it once was?
And you're using the iPhone for this, and you're using VoiceOver, correct?
SE with VoiceOver, yeah.
I've not experienced that. I know that that happens when you are not using Siri. You can touch the screen. It'll, like, show your message on the screen, and then, you know, I wonder if you have maybe inadvertently changed under settings and under Siri and search, if you've changed voice feedback or, you know, one of those other settings. I don't know, Tony, can you think of anything else that, because, I mean, it's still, VoiceOver's on, it should still do it the way that he's describing her. It's a new switch.
You probably need to really take a good look at your Siri settings and possibly change the way you word. I don't know if they've made changes as to how Siri hears things, but sounds like you've been doing it for a while. It sounds like you're doing, you know, what you know to do, but maybe try using different wording. Send a text message to whoever, and then let her say, what do you want to say to this person? And then dictate your message.
Right. And that's happening. But what's happening next is it's not automatically reading it, because sometimes she doesn't get it right. Would like to hear it before sending it.
This is Matt.
Yep. Go for it, Matt.
So actually, it is a settings under your Siri, under Siri, where you have to change it to read everything on the screen.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to know, and if I'm asking you to repeat, Matt, I'm sorry. What number are they up to regarding an iPad? What generation, I guess? Both the regular and the mini.
The regular iPad, the 10.2-inch iPad, is up to the 8th generation, and that's a fantastic option. Mini is the mini is the 5th generation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to call this meeting. I think the tech seminar was a big hit. We got a lot of